the Village Kids 2021 Advent Podcast, where we make kid disciples who go, grow, and overcome.
Welcome to the Village Kids Advent Podcast 2021. Today I have with me a very special guest. She was our narrator for last year's Advent Podcast, and she's back with us today to share with us one of the names of Jesus. Can you tell us your first name?
Camila.
I have Miss Camila with us today. And what grade are you in?
Kindergarten.
Do you like kindergarten?
Yes.
What's your favorite thing about it?
Quiet time. And toys time.
Oh, that is pretty fun. What's your favorite thing about quiet time?
That you can be quiet and watch a movie.
You can watch a movie during quiet time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, kindergarten has changed since I was in kindergarten. You're so lucky. So lucky. All right, now, Miss Camila, what are you most looking forward to about Christmas this year?
Decorating a Christmas tree.
You like that too? I like that too. What do you like to put on, the ornaments or the lights or all of it?
All of it.
Do you guys get a real tree or a fake tree that you put together?
A real one.
A real one?
Or a fake one.
Or a fake one. Okay. So maybe both. Maybe all of them, right? Can you ever have too many Christmas trees?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think I could have my whole house full of Christmas trees and I'd never get tired of them. But my husband would. Do you remember who my husband is?
Mm-hmm.
Who is he? What's his name?
That's Michael.
And he would get tired of all the Christmas trees. That's true. Except he loves white Christmas trees. Do you like green trees?
White, yes, yes.
All of them? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you to decorate your tree. That'll be very, very fun. All right, so I think that today you are going to teach us about a name of Jesus. What is the name of Jesus you're going to share with us today?
God's son.
He's God's son. You're right. And his name is Son of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does this name mean? Why are they going around calling Jesus the Son of God?
Because he died on the cross for us.
Yes, because he died on the cross for our sins.
Mm-hmm.
And God actually says, here's my son, right? He appeared to people and he said that when he was being baptized. You're absolutely right. Can you tell us, where is this name referenced?
In the Bible.
Okay. In Luke chapter 1, verse 35?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you tell us what that verse says?
And the angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, that child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God.
Great job. So right there in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, which is the very beginning, verse 35, we have Luke, the author, tell us, he's going to be called the Son of God. That's what he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So can you tell us a story from the Bible that shows us how this name of Jesus is true? Or why does he have this name?
Because he died for our sins.
Mm-hmm. Because he died for our sins. And that shows us, right, that he was the Son of God. Because it's only the Son of God that could actually pay the price for our sins on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a time in your life or in the life of your family when you've seen this name of Jesus, Son of God, when you've seen this come true or you've seen him appear in your family or show himself to you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about that?
Well, we read the Bible a lot, so we know that name.
Oh, you read the Bible a lot, so you know that name?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's how you do it. I love your family. Very much. And I love that continually you guys are seeing this is Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God and he is worth everything that we have to obey him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to honor him. Is it hard to obey sometimes?
No.
No? What's that laugh for afterwards? I think it's hard to obey sometimes.
No, it isn't.
Nope. All right. Well, it's not hard for Camila to obey, but sometimes I think it's hard to obey. Sometimes it's hard to make choices that reflect that we believe in Jesus and that he has this power, that he is the Son of God. And during Christmas, I think that's one of the most beautiful opportunities that we have, is to remember that who we are worshiping, who we are celebrating, the whole reason we put up our Christmas tree, right, and put the ornaments on it.
Yep.
Is because we're celebrating and we're excited that Jesus came down as a baby at Christmas time many, many years ago. And now he is sitting at the right hand of God in heaven. And we see that he is the Son of God. That from the time he was born as a baby, the way he lived his whole life as a sinless man, he showed us that he was the Son of God. The way that he died on the cross, was buried, and then rose up again into heaven, and now sits at the right hand of God, just shows us again and again that he is the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to know, what is your favorite thing about Jesus?
Well, celebrating his birth.
Ooh, celebrating his birth? I think that that's a pretty fun thing, too. Do you like to celebrate your birth?
Yes.
When do you celebrate your birth? On your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
November 26th.
Oh.
Turkey Day.
And you are something to be thankful for. That is for sure. I'm going to read today's Advent passage, which comes from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 35. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was, do you know what the virgin's name was?
No.
What's Jesus' mom's name?
Mary.
And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name
Jesus.
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
Mm-hmm.
And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of
God."
All right, Miss Camila, can you close us in prayer for today?
Dear Lord, I hope that Jesus loves me so much. In your name, amen.
Amen. And that is a prayer that is already answered because I'm pretty sure he does. Now, can you wish everyone a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.